My name is Alex Bakunin, and you're listening to Incarcerated, a podcast documenting the experiences of people who have done time in jail, prison, or juvenile hall. In episode 3 of Incarcerated, I talk with Chris Rodriguez, a man who was sentenced to 16 months inside of a Florida prison. Enjoy. All right, I'm here with Chris Rodriguez. Thanks for doing this.
No problem, man. How you doing?
I'm okay. How many times have you been arrested?
In total, I've been arrested about like 5 or 6 times.
We're gonna talk about your time in prison. So please take me back. And why did you get sent to prison, and what did you do?
What got me in prison was I was selling drugs, and I had some weed and coke on me, and I ended up selling to a undercover officer, and at that point they pretty much had me, and then that got me put in jail.
Take me back to that night. What were you supposed to meet up with somebody that you knew? Was it just a regular drug call? What was it?
It wasn't, you know, it's like the first time that I had met with this person. But they had been, they knew a couple of the people that I had, been in contact with previously. So I kind of felt comfortable dealing with them and talking with them. And, I don't know, that's just how they get you. They kind of reel you in like that. I mean, they know what they're doing. And then, next thing you know, you got the cuffs on you, and that's all she wrote. So that's just kind of what happened. But no, it was actually the first time that I had met with this individual. And yeah, I mean, that's the game, I guess.
I have to ask you, was there a thought that you were going to try and get out of it and escape, or were you just caught red-handed?
When it initially happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so like there's kind of, I mean, I don't know, like there's kind of, you kind of hear about like the people that will just like run and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, like they had me at that point, and I kind of knew it. And, I mean, what can you do? I mean, you get away, but that was probably, I don't know. Like, you're not really thinking about that in that moment. Next thing you know, like, it's too late, and you know what's happening is happening, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. So take me back to the court date. This was your first time being sentenced to prison. What was your first thought that popped into your head?
After I got sentenced?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're going through all of that and like everything's happening, you're just kind of, I think, you know, in the back of your mind, you're kind of thinking that it's not going to be as bad, or like this isn't really happening to me. Like, you kind of have those moments of denial a little bit, and you're just thinking that somehow it'll work out, this, that. And then just when that's taken and it's like not there anymore, and you know that you're going behind bars, it's just I don't know, it just really hits you, and all that all those thoughts and all that hope is just taken from you immediately. And you know that you don't have anybody to blame but yourself, but at the same time. It's, I don't know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot. Thinking about the people that you've let down. You think about, you know, you kind of feel sorry for yourself a little bit. But you're also blaming yourself. It's just, there's just a whole bunch of emotions that go through your head. But yeah, I mean, it's just a lot going through your mind in that moment. But at the same time, it's just like, damn, it's not good.
Was your family in the courtroom?
Yeah, my mom was there. That was it.
I mean, I am a mom's boy. Did it just crush you to know that you were leaving your mom behind?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, you know, everybody. I mean, like, there's, you know, and it's, you know, you're letting pretty much everybody that you've really ever been connected with down, you know? I mean, like, you feel that, like, you know that, but at the same time, like, you're thinking about that, but you're also thinking about yourself, and it's, like, easy to feel sorry for yourself, but I don't know, it's just, like, a lot that goes into that moment.
All right.
After Chris was arrested, he was charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell. He was sentenced to 16 months and did his time at Hamilton Correctional Institution, located in Jasper, Florida.
So, you're in prison, and did you have a bunk?
Yeah.
So, explain to me what a basic day was like for you.
So pretty much we would wake up early as hell, and then I would work for a few hours. So, like, for me, like, I was working doing laundry, so I had to do that. And how then there were a lot of other things I wish I had been doing instead. but you know, you kind of just make the most of it, I guess. But I mean, it's not exactly a passion project. But so you do that, then maybe, like, get something to eat, and then you get some yard time throughout the day, or during the day, and, you know, that's when you can, you know, move around a little bit, maybe work out, whatever. Different people have different things that they like to do. And then, you know, at night, you know, you're in your cell, and, you know, you try to read or try to do something productive. I try to do something, you know, with my brain at night, whether it was reading or whatever. I journaled a little bit while I was in there, start writing down some thoughts, like I think a lot of people do, stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's not, I don't think it's necessarily, you know, I don't think it's necessarily any one day that you wake up and you're just like, man, this day sucks. It's just doing the same thing over and over again. It's just, I mean, that was the hardest part for me. I wasn't really used to that lifestyle of just, you know, the same old, so dealing with that was, I think, the toughest part about my days.
Yeah. I, a lot of people who get out of prison, they actually kind of tend to stick with, like, a schedule. Did that affect you when you were eventually released? Like, did you take from prison, like, a set schedule, like, get up, do this, do that?
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of been like a motivated person. I've always been like someone who like gets after it and grinds. It just, you know, sometimes sometimes that gets you into trouble. But so I mean, I guess I kind of continued that. Like, it's hard not to. You just get into that state of mind and you do all that. You live that type of lifestyle. It can be hard to get out of it. But I think being that way can be good if you're doing, you know, stuff you like to do on the outside.
You said that you were writing journals. Did you send out any mail to anybody?
Not really. You know, maybe a couple times, but no, not really.
Gotcha. What were race relations like in prison?
I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people think. You know, I think that there is some sort of perception that, you know, it's like gang against gang, or like white versus black, or brown versus black, or, you know, and it's not really like that, at least where I was at. But, you know, there are moments where, you know, you strengthen numbers and you kind of team up. And I think that, you know, race is just an easy way to do that. So I think, like, there's certain situations where it really matters. But I don't know. I don't think it was necessarily as bad as people might think.
Yeah, I've been told that, I mean, even my last guest, he says that in county jail, it is a lot more like you stick with your race, but in prison, it's a lot more lax than in
county. Yeah.
Okay, so I got two basically final things. Were you ever sent to solitary confinement?
No, I wasn't. I don't think I would have done too well there, to be honest.
Tell me about the most violent. Actually, first of all, was there a ton of violence in prison?
There's definitely like moments, right? Like, there's definitely like stuff that goes down. But I mean, that just comes with the territory, something you got to deal with.
Gotcha.
A lot of these people, I mean, and like how I grew up, a lot of times, like, there's, you know, I'm used to violence. You just kind of like grow up around it. So it's really no different in prison.
Gotcha. Take me back to the most violent situation that you witnessed in your time in prison.
The most violent?
Yeah.
So there was a time where one of the guys had stolen something from another guy. I don't know if it was money or I don't know. I never really got the full story, but so, you know, someone steals something from you, you know, it's on site. It's got to be, or else it's just going to keep happening. So that started going down, and next thing you know, kind of like how I said, with the you people just start like teaming up, and you know, I think people who had beef for a little while had stuff brewing, just use it as an opportunity, and there was like a big fight. A lot of dudes getting after it, got hurt, thrown down. Then they finally settled everything down. It was what it was. And then the dude who stole, he actually got stabbed sometime later, over the next couple of days. And he survived. But I mean, you start stealing from other people, and you kind of open yourself up for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. Was it frightening?
I don't know. You kind of just get numb to it, like just growing up in the lifestyle, right? I mean, that's just, like I said, like it's just kind of what you're used to. It's kind of what you do. And whether it's in those walls or not, you're just used to it. And you just go day by day, I guess.
Gotcha. Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time and talking with me.
All right, no problem.
Thanks for listening to Incarcerated. If you enjoyed the episode, give me a rating on any of the podcast services. You can also follow Incarcerated on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until the next time, be good and don't be incarcerated.